Friday. Summary. We have studied pillars of faith. The salvation in Christ and in Christ only. This is what Martin Luther 500 years discovered. Only in Christ, not by works. He will return. He will come again. He will take us. But the command, he orders his angels, take us out. And he will take us to his Father, present us there in the heavenly sanctuary, in the center of the universe. How? What day? What glorious day that will be. And he is there in the heavenly sanctuary working for us that we can be redeemed. He's in the second phase of his ministry. And when no one else is willing to decide to be on this Jesus' side, then he will come back. When all the decisions of all the people on this planet have been made, then he will come back. And he will take us into his kingdom, the universe. And then we are rewarded. You get a planet here, you get a planet there. He has got millions of them, planets all through the universe. And here, the Earth, our home planet, with the New Jerusalem. And from here we fly throughout the universe. You will be like angels, Jesus said in Luke 20. Now, the Sabbath day, a remembrance that God is the Creator. A day, if we honor it, we honor the Creator. And he made this day holy and blessed it. So because of the Sabbath, when we assemble, hear the word of God, go into nature, we will be blessed. It is a special day. When we enter the church on Sabbath day, we are people who honor God for his creation. And this is something the devil didn't like at all. Therefore, he changed this day. In 321 AD, from Sabbath to Sunday, Sunday law. And in the end time, there will be another Sunday law. Because he wants us that we do not celebrate the Sabbath. He doesn't want this. Because he hates. He hates us because we celebrate the Sabbath day. Because we honor God because of this. Death and resurrection. When we come near death, we are afraid because we don't know what will be then. What will be? But our Lord, he will take care of us. He will bring us to his Father. He will take us there. He will show us his universe. We will get a new life, a life that will never end, eternal life. No more tears, no more sorrows, no more illness. Never be separated from friends we love. We will be together forever, traveling through the universe, serving the Lord, getting new ideas, discovering new truth, discovering the love of our Father and his Son. We will meet all the prophets and apostles, and Moses and Abraham and Joseph, and Isaac and Jacob. Imagine how that will be. Thank you, Lord, that you want to resurrect